Possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana is punishable by a $50 fine. Anyone caught with 2 ounces of cannabis would be fined up to $200. The measure also creates a mechanism to expunge the records for some past marijuana convictions. Governor Cuomo says in a statement that it will help communities of color that have been disproportionately impacted by the state's marijuana laws over the past several decades. Melissa Moore with the Drug Policy Alliance says expunging past criminal records for marijuana possession is a significant step forward.
To provide a measure of relief for hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers that were unjustly caught up in the criminal legal system because of biased and targeted enforcement of prohibitions.
The state's Department of Criminal Justice Services, or DCJS, will spend the next several months setting up the expungement program. But Moore says the further decriminalization of cannabis falls short and may not result in fewer arrests and punishments for African American, Latinx, and low-income New Yorkers who have been disproportionately targeted by law enforcement. She says New York City in 2014 adopted a policy to stop arresting people for low-level marijuana possession. But she says according to recent data from DCJS, the number of arrests were indeed down, but people of color were still disproportionately arrested more frequently.
In more well-to-do areas, we saw a continued drop in arrests. And in other parts of the city, what we ended up with, when we look at the data for at least the beginning part of 2018, which is available so far in the beginning part of this year, what we see is that nearly every single person who was arrested in New York City for low-level marijuana was a person of color. And we know that people use at roughly similar rates across different racial and ethnic groups. And so that extreme disparity is one that continues to be absolutely unacceptable.
Under the new law, a person can still be arrested for possession of the drug, even if it ultimately results in just a fine. People possessing 2 ounces or less of cannabis can also have their children removed from their home, and if they are undocumented immigrants, could face deportation. The Drug Policy Alliance and other groups believe that the only way to change that is to legalize recreational use of the drug and closely regulate it.
And actually have much better say over who has access, what that looks like, making sure that we have consumer protections in place.
A legalization bill did not gain enough votes in the state Senate to pass before the legislative session ended in June. Advocates say they will press for the measure in 2020. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.